And now, Bookmarks, writers on books they love.
Hi, I'm James Wood. I'm the literary critic for The New Yorker and the author most recently of a book about writing called The Nearest Thing to Life. The book I'd like to talk about is still largely unread in English, though in Germany it's canonical, like War and Peace or David Copperfield is canonical. It's called Effie Briest, and it's by the great German realist writer Theodor Fontane, F-O-N-T-A-N-E. I love this book. It's an absolutely beautiful 220-page novel written, I think, in 1895, about that great 19th century subject, adultery. A young woman, really a girl, 17-year-old, called Effie Briest, the heroine of the novel, is persuaded to marry a glamorous, slightly severe, older man. So she's terribly young when she marries him. She's full of joy and life. And she goes away with her husband to the Baltic town, where his job is as a governor. There, the marriage becomes strained, and she strays. She starts having an affair with the dashing soldier, and the affair is not discovered at this time. Her husband gets promotion to Berlin. She sighs with relief and can concentrate on saving her marriage. And it's not until several years later that the relationship is discovered. I won't go further than that, because that would be to give away what's really beautiful about the book. But the book is funny and written in a kind of wonderful, clear style. Fontane really gives us a sense of how delightful this young woman was. And what's interesting, too, is that this is a novel of adultery that comes at the end of the 19th century, pretty much at the last gasp of this narrative of adultery. So we've had already Madame Bovary and Anna Karenina. By the time Fontane gets to it at the end of the 19th century, it's a pretty well-worn genre. What's beautiful about the book is that instead of coming in judgment towards his heroine, Fontane comes in a way to make a defense for her. Although things go terribly and she does indeed suffer in the way that the earlier heroines of the novels of adultery suffer, you can always feel that Fontane is saying to the reader, this is unfair. It shouldn't be the case that a young woman who strays like this is punished by society in the way that she's punished. And by implication, he also seems to be saying to the reader, isn't it time that we packed up this genre? Isn't it time that we said farewell to these old tales full of judgment and exclusion? And so it really becomes, in a strange way, a kind of proto-feminist novel. If we lived in a world in which men and women were equal, we wouldn't be able to tell these stories anymore because they wouldn't exist.
James Wood recommends Effie Briest by Theodor Fontane. You'll find more bookmarks and an interview with Wood on our website. That's at ttbook.org.